The Rutland area has been shaken this week by a series of events that have led to a homicide investigation and the killing by Rutland police of the son of former Rutland mayor Christopher Loris. Now, authorities have released the names of the four officers who fired their weapons in the shooting of 33-year-old Christopher G. Loris on Tuesday. VPR's Nina Keck has been reporting on this, and she's here now with the latest. Hi, Nina.
Hi, Henry.
So, a dramatic day yesterday. What new information have police released so far today?
So far, they have let us know, as you said, the identification of the three Rutland Police Department officers involved in Tuesday morning shooting. Those are Sergeant Adam Lucia, who served with the department for 7 years, Sergeant Kenneth Mosier, who's been with the department for 12 years, and Corporal Elias Anderson. He's been a member of the Rutland City Police for 4 years. Rutland Town Police Deputy Chief Ted Washburn, who served with his department for 6 years, also fired his weapon. And all four officers are on paid administrative leave, which I was told is standard operating procedure during an investigation like this.
And so let's take a step back. This all started early Tuesday morning when shots were fired at the Rutland police station from a passing car. Can you walk us through what happened after those events?
According to state police, a suspect drove by the Rutland City Police Department about 5:30 a.m. Tuesday morning and fired a gun multiple times into the front entrance of the building. No one was injured, but security cameras were able to identify the car, the license plate, the make, the color, and shortly before 7 a.m., the vehicle was located and a pursuit ensued. So you had Rutland City Police, along with fellow officers from Rutland Town, pursuing the car through Rutland to a parking lot very close to the Amtrak station. And at that point, a gunfight ensued. Shots were fired, many shots, according to witnesses and the state police. And Christopher G. Loris was fatally shot. He was taken to Rutland Regional Medical Center, where he was pronounced dead. Amazingly, despite the heavy amount of bullets, no officers or civilians were hurt, which I think is probably the only good news in that scenario.
So then later in the day on Tuesday, a body is found in nearby Salisbury. And what is the possible connection between that and the police shooting that we just discussed in Rutland?
Well, that's what we're trying to figure out. And we still haven't gotten all of the answers from the state police on their investigation, which I saw firsthand today. I drove up to Salisbury. A body was discovered by someone who was walking along Lake Dunmore Road about 12:45 p.m. Tuesday afternoon, called the police. Police went up there, and it very rapidly became a heavy crime scene. They immediately suspected foul play and started investigating it like a homicide. They wouldn't say who the victim was, although they said they had a strong suspicion of who it was, but they said there was a very clear sense of connection to the police shooting in Rutland, but they haven't really elaborated on that or given any motive. So we're all kind of waiting to find out how these two deaths are connected and who the two individuals are.
And finally, Nina, you've lived and reported in the Rutland area for many years. So how is the region reacting to all of this?
I think there's a lot of shock and disbelief. People, first of all, are kind of getting their heads around the fact that there was a police shooting, a fatal police shooting right downtown, and then another homicide 40 minutes away that has a lot of secrecy, or not secrecy, but a lot of details are still emerging. We don't understand how the two events were connected or why. Very prominent family involved, and I think everybody feels pretty awful for the Loris family right now. I saw a couple emails that a number of people in Rutland are starting a meal train for the Loris family to help support them through all of this. But right now, Henry, there are a lot more questions than answers, and it's a really odd situation.
That's VPR's Nina Keck. Nina, thanks so much.
You're welcome.